Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is planning a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741. North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattleman.org. Millions of dollars were stolen from the coffers of the Oklahoma Beef Council over an eight-year period. That came to a halt last summer when inconsistencies were seen by their executive director. As the onion of deceit and criminal behavior was peeled back, former director of accounting and compliance for the Beef Council, Melissa Morton, was fired. A third-party accounting team was hired, and the stark reality of how bad it was methodically coaxed out of the accounting records of the Beef Council. By the end of this past calendar year, the reality showed 8 years of stealing $2.6 million from cattle producers. In the latter part of the time frame from 2009 to 2016, $300,000 to $500,000 were being pilfered annually, an astounding figure when you consider that several audits never found the problem. The amount of loss and the period of time was revealed in a statement released yesterday by the Oklahoma Beef Council, quoting now, "When initial evidence was discovered, we immediately terminated the employee and hired an accounting firm to perform an extensive forensic analysis and assessment, which documented $2.6 million in employee theft from 2009 to 2016. The Oklahoma Beef Council provided this information to federal authorities in September to ensure swift action could be taken. Our goal throughout this process has been to speed recovery and restitution to the greatest extent possible." Current chairman is Tom Fanning, owner of Buffalo Feeders in northwestern Oklahoma, who was quoted in the statement as saying, "Discovering you have a staff member that did not share that vision and abused our trust has been a devastating blow to all of us." Beyond the Beef Council itself, shocked at the amount, describes the president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Charlie Swanson. He says the past and future success of promoting our products to consumers far outweighs the negative criminal activity of one bad employee. We also communicated with the Cattlemen's Beef Board and their chief executive officer, Polly Rulin. The Beef Board, of course, receives 50 cents of every dollar collected from all state Beef Council groups, including Oklahoma. They use those collected dollars nationally and internationally for research, education, and promotion. Polly Rulin is the CEO. In a statement that she provided us via email, she says, "Frankly, I am dismayed and angered that the former director of accounting and compliance at the Oklahoma Beef Council appears to have taken advantage of the trust placed in her by the OBC Board of Directors. At the same time, she tells us, I am not aware of another incident similar to this in the checkoff's history since the 1980s, and I remain extremely confident in the audit and oversight systems of USDA, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and the Beef Checkoff Program." What's next? Well, we've been told that criminal charges have not yet been filed, but that the criminal and civil cases against this lady continue to be built. Beef Council is going to have a lot of explaining to do to those they serve, as the details can later be talked about once the legal actions move forward. You've got farm news on Ron. 2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.